Brian and Trisha, and we have advent calendars in our home. And we've done this for years. The girls love having advent calendars. Gary's parents were the ones that started that tradition when the girls were really young. They would send these advent calendars that were like German advent calendars with German candies in it. And so every day from December 1st until the 25th, you open it up and you get a different candy. Mm-hmm. And it's shaped like something different. Each one is a little different. So Kirsten is in the German club at Central Hardin.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have, they did a fundraiser and they're selling advent calendars. And so you bought some for your kids.
I bought like 10 of them because mm-hmm. I bought some for my
kids.
No, I do not. I have the two. So I bought them for my kids, but I also bought extra to send with Keegan back to U of L to give to his friends.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. And so I thought that'd be something nice that they could have in their dorm rooms. And, I asked you a little bit ago when they're going to be in, and you don't know.
No, because they ordered them last week. So the fundraiser wrapped up last week, and so then they ordered them. So I don't know. They only go to school today and tomorrow, and then they're off for Thanksgiving.
Well, the first isn't until, like, Wednesday next week.
Yeah.
So worst-case scenario, we get them a couple of days after that, and the kid's got to eat, like, three or four pieces of chocolate to catch up.
Yeah. But then, you know, Keegan will be able to bring it back to his dorm room.
No.
And then, you know, what do you mean?
No. That is a home activity. We want to watch you enjoy your advent calendar. So that's going to be hung up in the kitchen, his and his sister's. And when he's home, he can have it. So if he wants chocolate from his advent calendar, he has to come home and have that.
Why won't you let him take it with him?
Because that's a home thing.
But it's a daily thing.
It doesn't matter. He can do that on his own time. If he wants one for his dorm room, he can go buy one. His Christmas stocking's not going to his dorm room. His presents aren't going to his dorm room.
But they will afterwards.
Maybe.
This advent calendar is like a gift, though. It's like, hey, Keegan,
it's a gift
here,
with conditions.
But you can't
take enjoy
it all.
That chocolate standing in the kitchen talking to your mother.
Shove all the pieces in your face right now.
Yeah, he'll
because
get
you've
but the
got
cool
five
thing is,
pieces to make up for.
He'll have to do like six at a time or something each week. He'll be like, well, I'm glad I came home this weekend.
That's so crazy to me. It's supposed to be a daily thing. I'm not judging you on your parenting style and how you do this, but
this
that,
is new for
that
us,
doesn't
him not,
make sense to me.
This is new for us, him not living at home.
I know. So you should buy him two.
Why does he need double chocolate?
Because
he chose to move out.
Because what?
You don't get a reward for that.
He's going to college. He's doing good things.
Well, that's true. It's not like he just moved out to go hang.
He's like, now I'm being punished because I'm going to college.
He got free chocolate. It's not a punishment. How is this my fault? No, he can eat his advent calendar in the kitchen talking to his mom. He can do four or five pieces at a time for all I care.
Can he work ahead or does he work
No,
behind?
There's no working ahead.
Okay, well, this
it's
whole
catch
thing
up.
Seems strange to me, but I'm glad he's doing it either way.
Yeah.
Poor Keegan.
Yeah, poor Keegan. Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm in the same boat as you. My first child is off to college for her first year, and we do advent calendars.
So, and are you going to send it to her dorm, or are you going to make her eat it at home?
I'm back and forth, but theirs isn't even chocolate. Theirs is like Funko Pops or fidget spinners, you know, fun things, little things.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be chocolate.
Yeah,
it could be action figures. It could be anything, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm torn. Do I let her take it, but yet she can't open it unless she's FaceTiming me? Or I don't know.
We will not be able to get Keegan to FaceTime us every day. That's
every time
impossible.
Every time he eats a piece of chocolate, he's like, hey, Mom and Dad.
Well, yeah, I know that
I know.
Boy.
It's tough. I don't know what to do either.
Well, when all else fails, just do like Brian Walker, because that's usually the correct answer. So.
Okay, I think I'll stick with that.
I'm thinking when I get to that point, when Mackenzie moves out, then to go to college, because right now she's just going to community college, so she's still home. Mm-hmm. But when she moves out, I'm thinking two advent calendars. She gets one for her where she's living and then one at home.
You don't get double chocolate.
Oh, yes. Yeah. See, I just feel like that's the right thing to do.
Would not appreciate that.
Give your little one two also.
Maybe. I don't know.
This is weird. I didn't expect this to be a thing. So now
it's
I'm like.
It's a first year thing for us.
Yeah.
What to do?
A quandary.
It is. Well, you guys have a beautiful day. Thanks so much.
Bye.
All right, so that has generated some phone calls, but now we're getting text messages, too, about the whole, do you get to have your advent calendar in your dorm room, or do you have to eat it at home? That's a home activity.
I don't know. See, now, my girls, they will actually be getting multiple advent calendars.
What did they do to deserve that?
Well, we bought one at a local store, and then the fundraiser for the German club at school, mm-hmm. they started selling them. So then we had to support that. And there's also a thing that there's Lego calendars, the advent calendars, and those have been a thing in our house too. And so, you know, I don't know how many we'll end up with, but why not? Why not? Why does it have to just be one? I mean, if we're talking about a couple of dollars for an advent calendar.
It's not the point. You get a calendar. That's it. And it hangs on the wall in the kitchen. And
oh, you hang it on the wall?
Yeah. Ours hangs on the wall in the kitchen, and the kids keep track of it, and they're excited, and every day they eat it.
I've never hung it on the wall.
That's why there's a little hole in the back of it at the top. It's for hanging on the wall.
I didn't know there was a hole in the back of it.
Every one of them I've ever seen has a hole in the back of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah. You must be buying janky calendars if you don't have
no,
holes
they're like
them.
German advent calendars.
Maybe that's they don't hang hunters on the wall in Germany.
Well,
I don't know. But
I'm
the point
look
is.
Now. Ours just like are propped up on the counter against the wall. Hmm. So
you get them too close to the toaster, they melt inside the package.
They're not
you know,
near
that
the
kind
toaster.
Of thing.
Mm.
So people are sending us Facebook messages. My sister, Susie, she said, do they make travel size advent calendars?
That's a smart idea. Smart thinking, Susie.
Laura Bates wants to know. If making him eat all of those when he comes home is a good idea, you know, like eating a week's worth of chocolate at once, said we'll give him the diabetes.
Oh, my gosh. That's not the way it works. Ah, diabetes.
So, you know, this gift that he's basically getting punished with. It's Quixie 98.3.